Hey, we're back. It's Downtown, your Tuesday afternoon. Let's talk a little basketball as we get on board the telephone line and say hello to John Corrales, host of the Locked On Celtics podcast. Well, hello there, John.
Hello there. How are you?
Doing pretty well. Celtics playing better, but of course the biggest news from last night was the return of Jason Tatum, who, well, looked pretty comfortable out there.
Yeah, they brought him back, I think, a little slowly. They took advantage of some of the, you know, Kemba return, and they knew that on the back-to-back that Kemba was going to play the one game and Tatum was going to play the second one. So it made sense. They had him play like a simulated game. So rather than have him play games and with minutes restrictions and slowly work him in, he was getting his wind back off the, not off the court, but like not in games. He was doing it on the practice court. And so he looked great. He was able to play a fairly normal amount of minutes. A couple of moments there where he came out and probably wanted to stay in. But overall, hey, a nice return.
I thought his comments were very interesting that he didn't have a lot of physical issues with COVID-19, but certainly the mental aspect was a challenge.
Yeah, I don't like the way that sounds. I don't like the way that looks for the league. And that's true of a lot of people in a lot of industries, just regular everyday people. You get that nervous feeling of, okay, I've got COVID. Now what? What does this mean? And he's saying, like, can I actually smell this? Is my chest hurt? Like, he's worried about the side effects. And that's, you know, I don't want to go on a whole long rant because I don't think it's fair for anybody, whether you're a rich person playing NBA basketball or someone who's forced to go fold laundry in a laundromat for 8 hours a day. It's interesting to hear him talk about it, even as a young guy who was minimally impacted by it personally. Just the mental aspect of him actually having some level of worry having COVID-19. It's just really interesting to hear.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. And what's been different with the Celtics these last couple of games?
Well, I mean, first of all, I think playing the Cavaliers and the Bulls is very helpful. But I think they're defending better. They're coming out with a little bit more purpose. And they're also a little bit more comfortable. We're what, a quarter, not even a quarter of a way into the season. But they're starting to play enough games now where guys are starting to settle into their roles. Like Daniel Tice is playing better because he's more comfortable doing the things that he's asked to do. You know, Kemba's obviously back, and that snaps some guys back into their roles. And on Wednesday night, tomorrow night, we're going to see the whole team kind of back and mostly healthy. We're going to wait another week and a half or so for Peyton Pritchard to come back, but mostly healthy team. So getting used to the schedule, getting used to what Brad Stevens is trying to do, like the new guys, integrating those new guys, Aaron Nesmith slowly starting to figure things out. It's just as things progress, things start to slow down for people. They play a little bit more comfortably, and things just feel a little bit easier.
Speaking of Nesmith, you talk about it on the podcast. What are the positive signs that you're seeing from him lately?
I think he's playing more comfortably. I think he's understanding things. And Brad Stevens mentioned the game's starting to slow down a little bit for him, so he's not thinking as much. And as I probably said on here a dozen times, when you're thinking on the floor, you're toast. You've got to be reacting to things. When you're running an offense, you have to know right away, if this guy is here, I go here. And if you see certain things, your body automatically should react. And I think at the beginning, because he didn't have a full training camp, because he didn't have the opportunity to play actual competitive basketball for about a full year, it took him a little while to kind of ease into things. He's playing better defensively. I think he's slowing down a tick on his jump shots. I was looking through some of the film earlier. Some of the shots, you can just see him a little bit more comfortable. Minor things, but at this level, it's those minor things that are the difference between shots falling and shots not falling. So a couple of games where he got a couple of shots to fall, get him his confidence, and a little bit more understanding of what's going on, and you're starting to see the results.
And what's the key tomorrow night to be successful against San Antonio?
Well, I mean, if you've got the full team, now this is going to be a Kemba, Tatum, Brown starting lineup, but not the Kemba, Tatum, and Brown that we were used to last year, because especially Jaylen Brown is playing at a much higher level and a different kind of style. So the number one thing that I'm looking for is those guys playing together, and how do you have all three play together and play the way that all three can succeed at their highest levels that we've seen this season. And then from there, it's just guys finding their spots off of those guys and frankly, just defending. The Celtics have done a better job on the perimeter, getting up into the ball. They've done a better job preventing some of the dribble penetration that has cost them problems. I mean, earlier in the season was kind of like a dirty little secret that the guys on the perimeter were not defending very well. That's changed a little bit. So if they can go out and defend, the Spurs have really good guards, guards that can score, guards that can penetrate, guards that can shoot. So they have to defend that perimeter. And I just want to see Jaylen Brown not settle for regressing and spotting up in the corner the whole game. We got to find a way to see how he fits. And I, personally, I'd like to see him set some more screens for Kemba Walker, for Jason Tatum, and force defenses to make a decision. And then off of those screens, he can get the ball in that spot above the free throw line and then go to work.
John Corrales is the author of the brand spanking new book, The Boston Celtics All-Time All-Stars. John, I'm wondering, in the feedback you've had about the book, is there one position where people have had perhaps the most disagreement with you?
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I have not had anybody fight with me about this.
Wow.
About this book. I have not had anybody come at me on Twitter and say, you blew it.
Well, I have to say I'm not surprised, because I found myself, you know, right away, I think from the very first position of the book, going, all right, John, that's a great final two. Yes, that's awesome. Well done, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I made some tough decisions to leave guys out, but I think when people see the rationale, they say, okay, I get it. This guy might not have been with the Celtics long enough to overtake the guy that you chose. And there's a few of those, because I'm looking for like the tiniest little disqualifiers, because I could probably pick another five or six guys, you know, at least another guy at each position, you know, and really be justified. I could have made life easier on myself. So far, so good. But hey, if people want to fight me about it, they know where to find me.
Yeah, just buy the book, and then you fight all you want.
There you go.
If you haven't got it yet, you should. It is a really fun read, thought-provoking, and if you don't fight with John, you know, maybe fight with your friends about what you think. And John thinks it's called The Boston Celtics All-Time All-Stars, available everywhere. And, of course, check out John's work, Locked On Celtics Podcast. John, thanks much, as always, and we'll check in with you again next week.
Thanks, Rich. Talk to you then.